الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
السلام عليكم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، من يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. Studying the names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this only increases in iman. Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, if you read every verse in the Quran, all of it is about tawheed. Because either Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about his beautiful names and attributes directly, or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned about tawheed al-ibadah, worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone without any partners, without setting rivalries and intermediaries with Allah, or it's about rules and regulations which will aid the person to be upright upon tawheed and istiqamah, which will lead to Jannah. And those verses on Jannah and Nar, no doubt Jannah for the people of Tawheed and Nar for the people of Shirk. So all of the Quran is Tawheed. All of the Quran is Tawheed. And what we're going to do today is just go through some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first of the names of Allah is Allah, Lafdul Jalala. As Sheikh Zayd Hafidhullah, He said, هو لفظ الجلالة وأعرف المعارف وهو مشتق وليس جامدا. It is derived, and the scholars they say, is derived from أليها يأله إلها, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the deity, that deserves to be worshipped alone. That's why some of the scholars said, عبد Al-Ilah, Al-Ilah stems from, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stems from Al-Ilah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the deity that deserves to be worshipped. There are many Aliha that are worshipped besides Allah incorrectly, But the one who deserves to be worshipped alone is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Lafdul Jalala is mushtaqun, it's not jamid. And all of the other names likewise that follow on after Allah, not before Allah. All other names follow on after Allah. All of them, they are likewise, they have an attribute. They have an attribute, sorry, that is attributed to them or that is derived from that name. So, the attribute that's derived from Ar-Rahman, for example, is Ar-Rahma. Is Ar-Rahma. Ar-Rahman, ala wazn fa'lan. Just before we go into Ar-Rahman, Allah, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, it means dhul uluhiyya, the one who deserves to be worshipped. Yani the possessor of that deserving to be worshipped alone. Allah. So if you know Allah, you know who you are. You are Abdullah. Kullun ati ar-Rahmana abda. Everyone will come to Allah, to ar-Rahman, as a slave, as a servant, as a worshipper, or as being subdued. Yom al-Qiyamah, will be naked and uncircumcised, and each one is worried about what their own hands have put forward. And if you are a true Abdullah, then that's ni'mah for you, that you are a worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this life, truly adherent to this ubudiyyah. And Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah has got a book called Al-Ubudiyyah, where he mentions this worship should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and that worship stems, there is worship of the heart, worship of the tongue, and worship of the limbs. The worship of the heart is loving Allah more than you love anyone else, hoping to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَتَّخِذُ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ أَنْدَادًا يُحِبُّونَهُ كَحُبِّ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. The love is for Allah the most. They love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more than they love anyone else, any of the creation. That their heart is khali with that, with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahimahullah said there's two types of love. The love for what Allah has given you from His blessings. You love Allah because He has blessed you with shelter, with clothing, with food, with drink, provision, sustenance, with family. SubhanAllah, Allah has given us much. With Islam, the best of all of His blessings. With the Sunnah, with Tawheed. We love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, first and foremost, for what He has blessed us with. But there's a higher love, a higher level. And that is you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His wisdom and for that which has legislated. It may be you're sick and you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your love does not fall short because you know that in this sickness there is good for you. And that's why the scholars, they mention, Alhamdulillah necessitates two things. Al-Mahabba wa Ta'zeem. So not only do you have love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in times of difficulty, times of hardship, but تُعَظِّمْهُ, you exalt Him and you glorify Him because you know that He is deserving of that. Even the kuffar, the non-Muslims on Yawm al-Qiyamah, as they enter the hellfire, will say Alhamdulillah in the end. But it's too late. Surah Zumar, وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The last verse, وَقِيلَ, referring to those as they enter, Shaykh Sa'di rahimahullah mentioned, as they enter, they will say, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Because they recognize now the wisdom of Allah, that they are deserving of entering the hellfire. But it's too late. But for you and me, Ya Abdullah, reaching that level of love, loving Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in times of difficulty, in times of hardship, in times of sickness, not just in times of well-being. And Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, many people, they like to be tested, or they like to be, they like those tests are only from the blessings that Allah gives. But what about those tests from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala withholds from you, from good health, from wealth, from having the inability to do something? What about those tests? Many people don't like to be tested with that. Many people don't like to be tested with that. So from true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or that level of love, is that you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that which He legislates, that all that He legislates is perfect. Allah says, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدْلًا. The words of your Lord have been completed with truth and justice. قال ابن كثير رحمه الله صدقا في الأخبار وعدلا في الأوامر والنواهي. But whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, whatever the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned is sidq, is truth. قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ الشَّهَادَ قُلِ اللَّهِ. Who is there that is greater than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be a witness? Say, it's Allah. Who speaks with the best of speech? خَيْرُ كَلَامُ كَلَامُ اللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks with the best of speech. He's the most truthful. What's the verse? About Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being the most truthful in the Quran? Huh? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. And there's another verse. Haditha. وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا. Allahu Akbar. Allah, there's no one else who's more truthful than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody else. Allah speaks the truth subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَوْلُهُ الْحَقِّ. His speech is the truth. And we should also be truthful in everything that we say. Truthful with our tongue, truthful with our limbs, truthful having sidq in our hearts. Sidq. To this blessed path, this blessed da'wah to salafiyya, tawheed sunnah. Being truthful to what we do and what we say. And there are going to be many obstacles. Allah will test us. أَعَسِبَ النَّاسِ أَن يُتْرَكُونَ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah will know, and He does know, those who are truthful from those who are liars, those who are upon falsehood. So be truthful. كُنُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. And be with the truthful ones. And who are the truthful ones? The ulama, first and foremost. Followed by those who follow them upon righteousness. Before the ulama, or the ulama of the sahaba, them first and foremost. After the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he's Sadiq al-Masduq. He's the most truthful. Followed by the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, and the Tabi'in, and the Tabi'in, and those who follow them upon righteousness. Na'am, the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was described as Sadiq al-Masduq. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, حَدَّثَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمُ وَهُوَ صَادِقُ الْمَسْدُوقُ. قال الشيخ العثيمين رحمه الله, صَادِقٌ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مَسْدُوقٌ عِنْدَ النَّاسِ. الله أكبر. That he is truthful with Allah. Whatever emanates from his tongue regarding the deen of Allah, it is haq. They said to him, should we write from you even when you're angry? He said, nothing emanates from this except truth. Yani from his tongue. As Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, when he asked him, and he said that the people of the book have been speaking about this affair, that even when he's angry, you write. And the Prophet ﷺ replied, nothing emanates from this except sidq, except truth. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Sadiq Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Sadiq al-Masduq. Sadiq is truthful with Allah and entrusted, truthful with the people. Entrusted by Allah and truthful with the people. So Allah is Laftul Jalala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved to be Abdullah. And never called to himself. He called to being a worshipper of Allah. And he said, لا تطوني كما أطرأت النصارى عيسى بن مريم ولكن قولوا عبد الله ورسوله. Do not over exaggerate in praising me, just like the Christians over exaggerated and praised Isa ibn Maryam. But say, I'm just a slave of Allah, just a worshipper of Allah and his messenger. And Allah called him slave in Surah Al-Baqarah. وإن كنتم في ريب ما نزلنا على عبدنا فأتوا بسورة مثله. And in Surah Al-Kahf, and before that Surah Al-Isra, Subhana الذي أسرى بعبده ليلا من المسجد الحرام إلى المسجد الأقصى الذي باركنا حوله. And in Surah Al-Kahf, الحمد لله الذي أنزل على عبده الكتاب ولم يجعل له عوجا. Slave of Allah. So كونوا عباد الله إخوانا. Allah says, be slaves of Allah, brothers. كونوا عباد الله إخوانا. عباد الله upon توحيد. Upon the correct aqeedah, knowing Allah's beautiful names and attributes. And having that should also bring about some change. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names, we learn them to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you know Allah, you will know yourself. As one of the scholars mentioned, you know Allah and you know who you are. That you're in need of Allah. Kunu ibadallah ikhwana. So it is not befitting that you are ibadullah and not ikhwana. It's not befitting. We all make mistakes. We all make mistakes, we are human. But be the first to be ikhwana, ikhwana. If you are brothers upon ibadatullah, upon tawheed and sunnah, then make up if there's anything between you. Make up. Because Allah commanded that. Kunu ibadallah ikhwana. Ar-Rahman. Allah is Ar-Rahman, the most merciful. And even the disbelievers benefit from this. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for them food to drink, food to eat and drink, the air they breathe, the heart that beats, the blood around their body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides all this for them. Because He's Ar-Rahman. Yidullu ala si'at rahmatihi. It denotes the vastness of His mercy. Ar-Rahman. As Shaykh Zayd Hafidh rahimahullah mentions, as well as Shaykh Al-Athaymi rahimahullah also mentions in his Tafsir Fatiha, that which is similar, Ar-Rahman, that all of His creation benefit from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being Ar-Rahman. And Ar-Rahim, that Allah was in fa'il, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala delivers that mercy to those who deserve it. And He said, وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. So who deserves that specific mercy? Not the general mercy. وَكَانَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَحِيمًا. Specific mercy are the believers. Be believers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be Rahim to you. And you have rahmah with others, Allah will have rahmah with you. As in Wabil al-Sayyib, Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah mentioned, in Wabil al-Sayyib, when he was commenting upon the narration, kama tu deen, tu dan. As you treat others, you shall be treated. Kama tu deen, tu dan. So if you have rahmah with people, Allah will have rahmah with you. Especially with Ahl Tawheed and Sunnah. Wishing for your brother, wish for yourself. And hadith Anas radiallahu anhu. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. None of you truly believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. Loving guidance for them first and foremost. Loving them to be upon istiqama, enjoining the good and forbidding the evil. Ar-Rahman. And the Prophet said to them, he said, الرحمون يرحمهم الرحمن يوم القيامة. Those who have mercy, then Ar-Rahman will have mercy on them on the Day of Judgment. And he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ارحم من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. Have mercy upon those on the earth, and the one above the skies, above the heavens, will have mercy on you. ارحم من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. So have mercy and show mercy. ليس منا من لم يوقر كبيرنا ولم يرحم صغيرنا. He's not of us who doesn't respect his elders, your parents. Respect them, honor them. Even to the extent some of the scholars say, don't even sit down in such a way where your feet are towards them. Don't sit down like that, or where you are relaxing in such a manner. This is bad manners. Tawqir of your elders. Even to the extent that some of the scholars mention, if your father sits in a particular seat, don't sit on that seat. Even to some of the extent where some of the scholars mention, don't walk in front of your parents. Don't walk in front of them, but rather be with them or behind them, aiding them in that which they require. Rahmah starts with the family. Rahmah starts with al-aqrabuna awla bima'roof. It's important. Even if your parents are not Muslim. Even if your parents are not Muslim. In Surah Luqman, وَإِنْ جَاهَدَاكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تُشْرِكَ بِمَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمٍ فَلَا تُطِعْهُمَا وَصَاحِبُهُمَا فِي الدُّنْيَا مَعْرُوفًا وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيْهِ ثم إلي مرجعكم فأنبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. Having mercy, if they tell you to do something haram, disobedient to Allah, to be disobedient to Allah, don't follow them in that, but be kind to them. وصاحبهم في الدنيا معروفة, with kindness. رحمك الله. رحمن. Have rahmah with each other. Show mercy. And alhamdulillah, we see this. We see this. ولله الحمد. That's why it's not good for somebody to come and start generalizing, oh, the Salafis, are harsh or the Salafis, don't generalize. Have you met everyone? Have you met the Salafis in the whole world? No, you haven't. So don't generalize. And this is incorrect because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deen is protected. And this is da'wah to tawheed sunnah, da'wah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed this da'wah with those who are upholding it with truth. لا تزال طائفة من أمتي الحق ظاهرين لا يضرهم من خذلهم ولا من خالفهم حتى يأتي أمر الله وهم على ذلك. They will not be harmed by those who try to deceive them, nor by those who oppose them until the command of Allah comes and they are upon that. So this, there is a group upholding this truth. If one was mistaken, he did it. Don't generalize. That's him. He made a mistake. لكن this da'wah to tawheed sunnah at the end of the ulama and see the rahmah of the ulama. See the rahmah, the mercy of Ahl al-Ilm. When we went to see Shaykh al-Uthaymeen rahmahullah in Unayza, and I was a stranger to going to visit the Shaykh, and I want to ask a question. And one next to the Shaykh said, leave him, Shaykh Mashghul, he's busy. Then the Shaykh looked at me and he said, he's not from here, let him ask. Rahmah ya akhi, mercy with the strangers, those who don't know. Mercy. And then I said, Shaykh, can we have time? He said, yes, tomorrow after Jum'ah, we have 1 hour. Allahu Akbar. Rahmah. With the strangers, with the travelers. Those who travel to seek knowledge and those who travel to meet the ulama, wallahi, you find them merciful. Shaykh Rabi' Hafidhullah, and how mercy he was. And is. His house in Mecca, many times, come to have dinner afterwards. Stay behind. Stay behind for dinner. How many visitors used to come and he would feed them, he would get them the best of that which he would eat, and he would provide that for his guests. And we used to see mats on the floor downstairs for any guests to come and stay over the night. How many times have we seen that? Rahmah with your guests. Merciful. Shaykh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimahullah. Likewise, with absolute strangers. When he's fasting Mondays and Thursdays, and 3 days of the month, he makes this milky tea, milky strawberry milk tea, and the workers in the haram, they queue up at Maghrib time and they take his dates, which are like torpedoes. You've never seen dates like that. It's very big, Allah Mubarak, and with the milky tea, and he's feeding and he's giving it to them. Rahmah, merciful for absolute strangers, and inviting them to the house for dinner. Rahmah. When you met Shaykh Ubaid al-Jabri Hafidhullah, in one year when we went for Umrah, when he saw him, he cried. Rahmah, love for each other. This is how the ulama are. They have rahmah for each other. They love for each other. So we should show mercy. Likewise, kunu ibadallah ikhwana, as brothers. And I'm mentioning this because wallahi, we've seen this with our own eyes, with Ahl al-Ilm. Sheikh bin Baz rahimahullah, rahmah, went to visit him in Riyadh. And how he used to be patient with those who used to ask him questions. And most of the questions are about divorce. Masallah salama. Rahmah with the people. And divorce, not easy. Having to listen to both sides. Having to listen to the... And people are mentioning that which is not even important. They have to they mention it. And it's rahmah. That he has patience with the people. Rahmah, when you look at their story, their life story. And the sadaqah that they give. The charity that they give. Mercy. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah, his house in Jeddah, next to it, he had a piece of land. He built a masjid there. Rahmah for the people in that hay. They don't have to go far away. They can pray nearby. And he made sure that he brings his own imam, such that he knows the imam is Salafi. Because if you leave it for others to bring, they'll bring you anyone. And he is so careful with his masjid, not allowing any poster to come in the masjid unless he checks it. Not allowing except those who are upon sunnah, tawheed and sunnah, to teach in the masjid. And so much mercy. When people want to give money, he says, no. Because he doesn't want any conditions attached to the money. Unless he knows who the person is. Rahmah. And he built the second floor. May Allah have mercy upon him. Just like he had mercy with the people. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on him. Ya Allah. Rahimahullah. Rahmatan wasi'ah. Mercy with his family members. Gathering all his family members once a week. His children and his grandchildren. every week they're meeting in one house and they're all sharing together food. Rahmah. Invite people to your house for food. Rahmah. Feed Allah, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Salam, the Jew who became a Muslim, radiallahu anhu. He said, just by looking at the messenger's eyes and face, I knew he was not a person who doesn't tell the truth. Just by looking at his face. SubhanAllah. And he said, for the first things I learned from the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is that he said, أَكْشُ السَّلَامُ وَصَلُّ بِاللَّيْهِ وَالنَّاسُ النِّيَامُ. Give salam to each other. And pray in the night when the people are sleeping. But he also said, وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ. أَفْشُ السَّلَامُ وَأَطْعِمُ الطَّعَامُ وَصَلُّ النَّاسُ بِاللَّيْهِ صَلُّ بِاللَّيْهِ وَالنَّاسُ النِّيَامُ. And feed. Feed the people, Yaqi. Give. Look, Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah. In Ramadan, every day, he used to be given iftar to the people. And he becomes upset if people leave. He must get the reward of feeding the fasting person. Rahmah, practical application of mercy that we see in their own eyes. Giving people time. Shaykh Rabi Hafidhullah having about 15 classes a week with the people. Rahmah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those who show rahmah. Allah is Ar-Rahman. You want rahmah? Be rahim to the people. Show rahmah to the people. And from his names is Ghafir. He forgives. Allah knows you're going to do a sin again and he still forgives you. When you turn to him in repentance and you fall into it again and he forgives you. When you turn to repentance and again. And Allah is Ghafur Rahim. SubhanAllah. Ghaffar. Not just Ghafur. But he's continuous, look, mubalag, sigat al-mubalagha, that he's continuously, as in the verse, azizul ghaffar. But he is not just ghaffur, but ghaffar, sigat al-mubalagha. Continuously there for you, ya Abdullah. Qul ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, la taqnatu min rahmatillah. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Innahu huwa al-ghaffur al-rahim. Wa anibu ila rabbikum wa aslimu lah. Min qabli an ya'tiyakum al-adabu. ثم لا تنصرون واتبعوا أحسن ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب بغتة وأنتم لا تشعرون أن تقول نفس يا حسرة على ما فرطت في جنب الله. Before a time comes when you say, when you have regret, حسرة, regret, على ما فرطت في جنب الله, in that which I felt short regards the rights of Allah. وَإِن كُنْتُ لَمِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. And then I become from the losers. You lost it, ya Abdullah. Because you didn't turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance daily. You regret. Even upon ibadah, يوم القيامة you come and you wish you did more ibadah. Even you did tasbih, takbir, and you did tahmid and tahleel, and you did your salawatul khams, and you did your ibadah. To the best of your ability, يوم القيامة you still feel, I should have done more. SubhanAllah. You still feel, I missed tasbih, I was negligent, I was ghafil. Because many times in our lifetime, in our everyday lives, that we are ghafil. Many times, allowing shaitan to enter our hearts, and to have malice for our brothers, or to have hatred, or, which is not befitting, or to have jealousy. Because the jealous one, he's naqis in iman. He's deficient in his iman. As the scholars mentioned, because, Akhi, this one Allah's blessed him with wealth. Alhamdulillah. Allah's maybe saved you from a trial that others are in. This one he has given him health, but Allah gave you something else. So thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is from his qadr of apportioning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives and he withholds based upon his great mercy. So alhamdulillah ala kulli had. And look, don't look at those who are better than you in the dunya. Look at those who are less than you. Because how many has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us over? Over many. That's why when you see a person put to trial, from the dua of Rasulullah s.a.w. is that you say, Alhamdulillah, aladhi athani mabtalahu bihi, wafaddalani ala kathiri mimman khalaqa tafdila. All praise due to Allah who saved me from a trial that others are in. Ay wallah. And the hadith says, the rest of that narration says, and you will never be put to that trial that person was put in. It's an important hadith, ya akhi. It's an important dua. Memorize it, learn it. And when you see a person put to trial, say it to yourself. Because hopefully it will save you from a trial that others have been put in. So Allah is Ghafoor Rahim. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما يضاعف له العذاب يوم القيامة ويخلد فيه مهانا إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئات حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. How merciful Allah is. You did shirk, رحمك الله. You took a soul unjustly and you committed zina. عوذ بالله من هذه المعاصي. You did all this, but you turned to Allah in repentance. Oh Allah, forgive me. Sincerely. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Sincerely. Allah not only will forgive you, Ya Abdullah, He will change your bad deeds to good deeds. SubhanAllah, what more do you want? What more do you want? Allah will change your bad deeds to good deeds. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا وَمَنْ تَابَ وَعَمِلَ الصَّالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ مَتَابًا. And Allah is Hafidh. Sheikh Zayd says, is Hafidh means He protects your deeds. Whether good or bad is going to be accounted for يوم القيامة. Good, you will see it. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ. Allah has protected it for you. Not only is the guardian and protector over those who do good, but even your deeds are going to be saved for you, يوم القيامة. So put forward that which is good, Ya Abdullah. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. Oh, you believe in Allah? And let every soul prepare for the next day. Let every soul look to what is going to prepare for the next day, for tomorrow, for death. What have we prepared? Have we got enough deeds? And even if we do these deeds, then as Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, you should check the deed before you do it, while you're doing it, and even after you do it. Because even after you do all these good deeds that you have put forward, maybe you did salawatul khams on time, and you did your hajj, you give your sadaqah, your charity, but even then, your heart is scared that maybe it's not accepted. Even then, maybe you felt short. Your heart is a heart that is aware that only Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will only accept the deed which is upon sincerity. So checking your heart and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept your deeds and to make you sincere in everything that you do. The messenger said, we'll supplicate at night. Seeking refuge in committing shirk with him on knowingly and asking for his forgiveness for into shirk unknowingly. This is at night. Prophet would say that. That's Rasulullah. So how about us? How could we not fear that we fall into shirk? None of us are guaranteed that we die Muslims. None of us are guaranteed we die upon the sunnah. None of us are guaranteed that we die upon tawheed. The affair is about checking every day. Checking yourself. What is it that is going to end? What's going to be your end? وَإِنَّمَا الْعَمَالِ بِخَوَاتِيمِ. Actions are taken by the end result. That's the reality. It may be you're doing your ibadah and then you slip just before you die. You slip and you fall into, could be a'udhu billah shirk, could be bid'ah, could be sins. You don't, that's an evil end. You don't want to die like that. But how do you protect yourself? Ask Allah. Tawfiq min Allah. Wa billahi tawfiq. Tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Without Allah, we are lost. Without Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and protection, we are lost. And the Prophet said to Ibn Abbas, Ya Ghulam, Inni u'allimuka kalimat, ihfadillah, yahfadk. Ihfadillah, tajidhu tujahak. Ufi riwaya, amamak. Ida sa'alta fas'alillah, ida sta'anta fasta'in billah. Asking Allah alone and seeking help from Allah alone. So Allah is the protector, He's the hafiz. قال الشيخ السعدي رحمه الله That was regarding the previous name. But anyway, here Sheikh Zayd, he mentions قال ربنا الذي أعطى كل شيء خلقه ثم هدى. Allah is the one who gave everything, يعني from his creation, he gave them everything. Then he guided. But the verse anyway that I'm looking for is the verse, Na'am. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا. Allah is the best of those who protect. وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Also, that's in Surah Yusuf, verse 64. And in Surah Hud, verse 57, إِنَّ رَبِّي عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَفِيظٌ. Because from his name is also Hafidh, not just Hafid, but also Hafidh, that Allah protects. حَيٌّ حَلِيمٌ نَاصِرُ. Allah is Al-Hayy. He is the All-Living. I mentioned this as a translation. A brother corrected me yesterday or the day before. And he said, don't, better not to use the word All-Living. And he's right. So I take it back. That was from... I take it back. And it's better to say, as he corrected me and said, the perfect living. The perfect living. Just so there's no ambiguity as to what All-Living. All-Living with who? So that's, you know, you find that in the translations of Quran. But... he's right. It's the perfect, Allah is the perfect living. Because what necessitates al-hayy is that he is, he doesn't die, he doesn't sleep, no slumber. We get tired, we get sick, we will die, our life will end in this life before it goes on to the next life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the perfect living. Al-hayyul qayyum. Al-qayyum, the self-subsistent, everything is in need of Allah to exist. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of anyone. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Halim. From his name is Al-Halim, the forbearant. And in authentic narration, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you 6 hours. Allah said in the authentic narration, the angels don't write down your sin for 6 hours before it is written. 6 hours for you to repent before it is written. Once it's written, it's written. Once it's written, you can still repent until the day of judgment. You can still repent until the soul reaches your throat. But if you don't want it to be written, the chance you have is to repent straight away. And that's the way of the believers. When they make a mistake, when a group of shayateen touch them or try to misguide them, or تذكروا, they remember. They turn back and they remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching them. And they remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to call them to account. In the day and in the evening, they try to protect themselves. They are forbearing with others. Akhi, mashallah. Be patient with others. Do not be hasty. من استعجل شيئا قبل أوانه عوقب بحرمانه. Whoever hastens something before his time, he is met with hirman, without reaching his goal. Be patient. Da'wah to Salafiyah is da'wah of forbearance and patience. Shaykh Salih Fawzan said, there's two types of ignorance. Adam al-ilm wa adam al-hilm. Not having knowledge and not having forbearance. Patience with the people. Hasty. The traits of the youth, of the, like the Khawarij, hasty. They cause more harm than good. Abu Halima, a'udhu billah. He says, when he quoted the verse, Muhammadun Rasulullah, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارُ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ أَشِدَّاءُ عَلَى الْكُفَّارُ رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. Zakla khair. Those with him, يعني from the Sahaba, they are harsh towards the kuffar. Which kuffar? Because kuffar have levels. There's the kuffar who are in the battlefield. And there's the neighbor who's not a Muslim. So he says, this ignorant individual, he says, this Abu Halima, this ignorant one, he says, and we, the takfiris, yani in this country, we have more right to this verse, because we are shidda' al-kuffar. Subhanallah, that is your simat, that is your characteristic, just like that, take the verse and build the dome over it, yani that's your understanding of the verse, no tafsir, no fahm, no jam' al-ayat, jam' al-ahadith, hatta tafham al-maqsood. None of that. Just literal, just like that, without understanding that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in many other verses. What are you going to do with the other verse then? Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the other types of kuffar, who may be your neighbors. أنت برهم وتقسط إليهم. That you be righteous to them and you be just towards them. That you be righteous to them and you be just to them. What about those types of kuffar? Are you going to be? Are you going to treat them like you treat somebody in a battlefield? There's different levels, different types. There's one in the battlefield, shiddah al kuffar. That's in the battlefield. But shiddah al kuffar, you go on your neighbor and you stern and harsh and show them a horrible face. That is your da'wah? That is your understanding of shiddah al kuffar? No. It's wrong understanding. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his lifetime, how merciful he was. How merciful he was in welcoming the non-Muslims to Islam. By his actions. By his actions. Look, the Jewish man who became Muslim, Abdullah ibn Salam radiallahu anhu, he said just by looking at the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's face, he was welcoming. But you, your face, when people look at your face, stern, harsh, stoned, long face, people run away from you just by looking at you. And the other one with a hook. Akhi, why do you have a hook like that? Subhanallah. Why are you on a ship or something? You need a hook? This is, what is this? And they're showing him on the picture like that, a hook, like he's scary. This is not Islam, ya akhi. Islam is mercy. The Muslims will be afraid of you, let alone the non-Muslims. Allah is your hook. Yes, ya akhi. Allah protect us. What's the beginning of that verse? لا ينهاكم الله عن الذين لم يقاتلوكم في الدين ولم يخرجوكم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم ولم يخرجوكم من دياركم أن تبروهم وتقسطوا إليهم. Allah does not forbid you from those who don't drive you out of your houses. Your neighbor, what has he done? Driven you out of your house? Every morning neighbor says to you good morning. Subhanallah. And you say ashidda'u al-kuffar, using that verse for your neighbor. And from the, what has your neighbor done? Blowing up buses and blowing up trains, killing everyone indiscriminately, women, children, neighbors, and maybe even your other family members. Who knows, could be at that time. Muslims also. This is oppression. Allah said, إِنِّي حَرَّمْتُ الظُّلْمَ عَلَى نَفْسِي وَجَعَلْتُهُ بَيْنَكُمْ مُحَرَّمًا فَلَا تَظَالَمُوا. I have made oppression forbidden for myself. And I made it between you forbidden. So don't oppress each other. This is oppression. 7-7, oppression. 9-11, oppression. This is not Islam. And you're happy. Muhammadun Rasulullah waladina amin ashidda'u. You think that this is your sign that you are the saved sect? This is a sign that you are ignorant. Abu Halima. Ignorant upon ignorance. Quoting verses from the Quran. Not understanding the context. Probably using those verses in Surah Anfal and Surah At-Tawbah about the battlefield and using them for the streets. A'udhu billah. Ittaqillah. Fear Allah. And learn your deen before you speak about it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا تَكْفُوا مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِعِلْمِ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصْرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. Don't speak about Allah's deen without knowledge. You have no knowledge, don't speak, ya akhi. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ, your hearing, and your sight, in the sam'a wal basra wal fu'ada, and your heart, all of it will be questioned. So all takfir is, learn your deen before you go and oppress people. Learn your deen before you speak about Allah's deen. And he says, oh, people criticize me because I don't know Arabic. Yes! How you know Islam? How you understand Quran? You don't know Arabic? Yes! Arabic first, ya akhi. Learn Arabic language. And learn the context. Learn tafsir. If you don't know Arabic, you're crippled. Learn Arabic. And you will be able to pick up tafsir al-Sa'di, tafsir ibn Kathir, tafsir al-Baghawi, tafsir al-Tabari. You'll be able to pick up the books of tafsir, tafsir Adwa al-Bayan. You don't know these books. One takfir, he said, Usul al-Sunnah, what is that? Of Imam Ahmad, rahimullah. You takfiris don't know these books. You're ignorant upon ignorance. Nas'Allah Salama. And they have been defeated. And they will continue to be defeated. Every time a horn comes up, it is cut off. Walillahi alhamd. We defeated them in Slough. Somebody supposedly said Amir Mu'minin. Amir Mu'minin walking the Stoke Podges Lane. Amir Mu'minin. كيف جوك نسأل الله سلامة. So these people, they don't have حلم, they're ignorant. Sheikh Sa'ib Fawzan said two types of ignorance, they have both, عدم العلم وعدم الحلم, no knowledge and no forbearance with the people. They're not patient to learn. This tadarruj, akhi. This tadarruj. Allah said, كونوا ربانيين, كونوا ربانيين بما كنتم تعلمون الكتاب بما كنتم تدرسون. This is a alim al-Rabbani. He studies before he speaks. باب العلم قبل القول والعمل. صحيح البخاري. Go and look at the chapter heading. Knowledge precedes speech and action. So you want to speak about Allah's deen. وَأَنْ تَقُولُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Did you speak about Allah without knowing? After Allah mentioned shirk, look at the severity about this. Speaking about Allah, about His deen, without knowledge. So not having hilm is the traits of these individuals. These takfiris and these misguided groups. They don't have forbearance. تَرْجُ النَّجَاةَ وَلَمْ تَسْلُكْ مَسَالِكَهَا إِنَّ سَفِينَ لَا تَجْرِي عَلَى الْيَبَسِ. You want salvation and success, but you don't tread its path. The ship does not sail through dry land. The ship is a foundation. Ahlul Sunnah, the Salafiyun, Ahlul Adhar, they have hilm. They build. They build. You want to establish some mistake, you can't establish this masjid. Name me one masjid for Hizb al-Tahrir in this country. Over the past 27 years that we've been given da'wah in this country, or that we came into the da'wah in this country, name me one masjid that they have. That they themselves established. And what kind of khutbahs they have? Political. Thinking that politics will bring about Islam. Politics, you could talk all night about politics, and you all you have to do is put one leg over the other. It's not easy, it's not difficult to read a newspaper. But to learn your deen needs striving. To learn the Arabic needs sitting down and striving. Not putting a towel over your head thinking that you're a sheikh just like that. Learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your knees with the ulama's knees. فَأَسْتَدْ رُكْبَتَيْهِ لَرُكْبَتَيْهِ وَضْعَكَ فَعْلَ فَخِذَيْهِ. This is how knowledge is learnt. بِالتَّلَقِّي. إِنَّمَا الْعِلْمِ بِالتَّلَقِّي. وَإِنَّمَا الْعِلْمِ بِالتَّلَقِّي. وَإِنَّمَا الْحِلْمِ بِالتَّحَلُّمْ. Having forbearance needs you, you have to go through that. Practice. So Allah's name is Al-Halim. Ya Allah, Halim. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from his names is Muhaymin. This is a beautiful name of Allah, and all of his names are beautiful. Muhaymin. And Sheikh Zayd, rahimahullah, he mentions Muhaymin, meaning that Allah is Shaheed, that he is a bearer of witness. وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. قُلْ أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَكْبَرُ الشَّهَادَةَ قُلِ اللَّهِ. You can't hide. There's nowhere to go. أَيْنَ تَذْهَبُونَ. Where are you going to go? Whenever you run, you're actually running towards Allah. فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. You can't run from Allah. You can't say فَفِرُّ مِنَ اللَّهِ. You can't. Wherever you run and try to hide, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, because that which is secret and the hidden places are the same as the apparent places for Allah. It's all known. He's Al-Alim, Khabir, Latif, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Muhaymin, which means that He's Shahid. And sufficient Allah is a witness. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers whatever you have done. And He will test and He will call you to account for what you have done. And He's the witness. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also from His names is Al-Latif. Two surahs where this name comes. One of them is in Surah Luqman. In Surah Luqman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. You remember the verse? Does anyone remember the verse? Ya bunayya innaha in takum ithqala habbatin fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fil ard yati biha Allah inna Allah latifun khabir. What's it got to do with? What's the context? Ya bunayya al-ilm. إِنَّا عِنْتَكُمْ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ. If it is but an atom's weight of a deed, a small seed of a deed, and it's inside a rock, penetrated deep inside the rock, or it's in the heavens, above the, in the skies, or it's penetrated deep into the earth, Allah will bring it out. Every deed is accounted for, Ya Abdullah. And Shaykh Rabi' Habudullah says the scales are so perfect in weighing that every deed, every atom's weight of a deed is accounted for. Atom's weight. Subhanallah. Allah yaghfir lana ya Rabb. Wa tub alayna wa aslih ahwalana ya Rahman. Wa qbil minna ya Rabb. So he that's latifun khabir. Don't notice they come together like that. Latifun khabir. Sheikh Zayn said latif means two meanings. One of them is means Allah will bring out the most minute of deeds. Most smallest of deeds, Allah will bring it out to account for. And the second meaning is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. And He deals with those who oppress others. He deals with them and His mercy with the ones who have been oppressed. He is Latif. Because from its name, even when you say it's Latif, Yultuf. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Latif. He is kind and gentle. And He will aid the weak and the needy. You are in need, you are in hardship, you are in difficulty, calamity. Allah is Latif, ya akhi. Call upon Allah's name, Al-Latif. Ya Latif. A'inni. Take me out from this calamity and difficulty. Alam tara anna, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in Surah Naml, where He mentioned, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيُكْشِفُ السُّوءُ وَيَجْعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ أَيْلَهُ مَعَ اللَّهِ. سبحان الله. المطر, the one in need, all else fails. And the only one now you can turn to is Allah. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُطَّرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. You call upon Allah and He will take you out of that difficulty and that calamity. Allah is Al-Latif. And Khabir, all aware. And the other surah, it comes in it, like that, Latifun Khabir, is in Surah Mulk. Do you remember the verse? That's the first verse. But where's the verse where Allah says, وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفٌ Khabir? In the second page. Huh? نعم, أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. أحسنت. It's the verse before it. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. But even that one, the next one, subhanAllah, was on the plane the other day, coming from Manchester to London. And it was very windy. And when it's windy, the plane is moving. SubhanAllah. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ. Allah keeps it afloat. If Allah willed, it would have fallen. If Allah willed, they would have all died. Not just the bird, but the planes as well above us. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا إِلَى الطَّيْرِ فَوْقَهُمْ صَافَّاتٍ وَيَقْبِضْنَ مَا يُمْسِكُهُنَّ إِلَّا الرَّحْمَنُ. Allah Rahman. You go to Saudi Arabia 6 hours, Allah is Rahman, ya akhi. And He keeps you afloat in the air. Because it can't even happen, electricity could stop. And then what happened? No electricity, you fall. The plane would fall. Maybe smoke in the cockpit. How many times we heard that? Ya akhi, your life is short. Don't think you're going to live forever. When is your ajal going to come? إِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ. If it comes on time. Could be that is the last time. Allahu A'lam. Allah is Latifun Khabir. أَوَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفٌ خَبِيرٌ. Doesn't the one who created knows what he created? And he's Latifun Khabir. SubhanAllah, he knows what's good for us. حرم عليكم الخبائث. He makes haram for you the bad things. Allah is Latif. Ya Abdullah, ultaf bi ikhwanik. Have also lutf with your brothers. Have lutf. You want Allah to be Latif with you? Have that with your brothers. Have lutf. Have kindness. Have gentleness. Have even in joining the good and forbidding the evil, clarify the truth to the people. Wallahi, this is rahmah for them. Refuting the innovators, Shaykh Rabi' Habudullah said, refuting them is rahmah for them. Because you don't want people to follow them upon their innovation. Rahmah.
People saying, oh, your salaf is always harsh, always refute. Ya akhi, look at it the other way. It's mercy for them. Mercy that I'm showing you, or the ulama are showing you, that this is wrong. This is a bid'ah. Having demonstrations. Bid'ah, innovation. Sahaba never did that. The Rasul Sassan never did that. Why are you doing it? Using the most silliest of proofs. Oh, Bilal radiallahu anhu, he had a rock on his chest and he did demonstrations. How he did demonstration? Because he said ahad, ahad. How is that a demonstration? Tell me now, how is that a demonstration? Is that your proof? Wallahi, this was mentioned as their proof of demonstration. They can't think of anything else. They have to blame Bilal radiallahu anhu. Ittaqillah ya akhi. Bilal, they asked him to say kalimat al-shirk, and he said that which is the truth, but not in gatherings, women and men all together, and with socialists and everyone and anyone. This is your dawah? Is that how you this is your dawah? Ignorance upon ignorance. Wallahi. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaykh Rabi wrote a nice piece on demonstrations. When have demonstrations been peaceful? 99.9% you find demonstrations, there's always something happening. A shop being broken, cars broken, blocking the roads. Where? How's that mercy? Imatatul adha anit tariq. Removing a harmful object from the path. You're not even upon the lowest form of iman, which is to remove that. You're not even following that hadith. Blocking the ambulance, blocking the police, blocking people trying to get home, wasting people's time and money. Latif. Allah is Latif. Allah is Mani' and He's Mu'ti. Subhanallah. He withholds and He gives. Withholds those who are not deserving. Wallahi, some people, they have to go out and parade themselves in order to try and be a scholar. They have to go on YouTube. They have to use fatwa and all this in order to parade themselves. And you see some of them, even they color their faces with makeup to be accepted. Allah is the one who raises and He debases. يَرْفَعُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيُذِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wallahi, this is dhul. This is humiliation. That you come and you have not been given knowledge, and then you force others to accept you. By writing about yourself, trying to from the strangest ones I've seen, a business card. This one has got a business card. Allah Yahdi. And this business card, he says, guardian of the Prophet's grave. Guardian of the Prophet's grave in the business card. You want a job, you give your business card to the people in that. You want to even write that in your business card. It's not enough on YouTube, it's not enough to try and tell everybody that you're the guardian. Akhi, taqillah, akhi. What are you trying to do? And you shove it down people's throats. Trying to raise yourself. Even in your business card. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah raises whom He wills, akhi. You have to have a big CV like your Imam Ibn Dunya. What is this? Sahaba went like that. Ibn Abi Mulaika, from the Tabi'een, rahimahullah, he said, I met 30 of the Sahaba. And they each fed hypocrisy from themselves. They each fed hypocrisy upon themselves. Do you think they will come and have pictures of themselves? Sahaba radiallahu anhu, fearing hypocrisy, is going to put a picture of himself and parade himself. A'udhu billah. Sahaba, they fed hypocrisy for themselves. Yet these individuals, look at them, parading themselves, the shimar and everything, and to the T. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is not the simat of those who follow the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. The Prophet said, the hadith Sahih Muslim, أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة المصورون. The most severest punishment يوم القيامة are the picture makers. Are the picture makers. A hadith after hadith after hadith about taking pictures. You want this fame seeking du'at going around? Picturing themselves everywhere and anywhere. Nas'Allah Salama. This is not the simat of a talib ilm. Talib ilm is humble. وَمَنْ تَوَاضَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ Whoever humbles himself to Allah, Allah raises him. And the opposite is true. Humble, ya akhi, be humble. Look at the ulama, how humble they were. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna, rahimullah, said, ya Sheikh, you didn't write any books, ya Sheikh. Is there a book that you're going to write? He says, what can I add to Bukhari and Muslim? These great scholars had ilm. And they said, what could I add? And they used to recognize each other as being ulama, having praise for each other, love for each other. What is this new youth that is coming with this praising themselves, praising each other in such a way? It's not the way of the ulama. Ulama, yes, they will know who. They will not praise each other in front of each other. Yes, they will say who's who. But they will not do debates with innovators, listening to a takfiri and saying, here's my pen, I'm here to benefit as well, writing the fawaid. From who? Takfiri? From the most worst of the takfiris? Those who call Muslims kuffar? And you're going to benefit from him? It shows your level. And it shows that you don't know what you're doing, akhi. You don't know where you are, who you are, what you are. You don't know the manhaj al-anbiya. Because this is not the manhaj al-anbiya. To sit with the people of innovation. عليك بالآثار وإن رفضك الناس عليك بآثار السلف. As Al-Auza'i rahimahullah said, even if the people were to abandon you, be with the آثار. It's not about the numbers. It's not about the governance, how many hits you have and how many followers you have on Twitter. This is deen, ya akhi. And some of them, you're doing selfies. Wasting time. What you're going to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yawm al-qiyamah? Because the picture takers, they're the ones who compete with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who created you in the best of forms. Fi ahsani taqweem. And one of the reasons why pictures is haram, is you are competing with Allah in that which He has created. So what you're going to say to Allah when you have competed with Allah? With that which is not necessary. With selfies. Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow that? And what is it then? What else could it be? As Shaykh Ubayd Habullah says, what is it? If it's not a picture, if it's not a surah, what else is it? What is it? Tell me what the name is if it's not a picture. If you don't have any other name, then what are you doing then? At least have some shame and shyness. Nasal Allah salama. أشد الناس عذابا يوم القيامة المصورون. And the other meaning of, or the other reason why pictures are haram, is because this is what the mushrikun did. ودا وسواعا ويغوث ويعوق ونصرا. The five who were righteous and they built for them a picture or an ornament signifying them at their graves, and the people started worshipping them and calling upon other than Allah. This is another reason why it's not allowed, because it will lead to that which is allowed, disallowed. It will lead to shirk. It may be not lead in your lifetime, maybe, but after 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you never know, 100 years, how ignorant the people become, and then they start glorifying you, calling upon you. You may think it's ba'id, but it happened to the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. It happened to them. And Allah told us about them. Those righteous that the people built. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu said, there were 10 generations upon Tawheed, right up till the time of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. From Adam to Nuh, 10 generations upon Tawheed. When Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam came, then these righteous, they built pictures of them. Or statues of them. And they call upon them besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if it could happen to them, it could happen to us. So why are you lax upon this? For fame? Allahumma la sum'a wa la riya'. Oh Allah, no sum'a and no riya'. Not for showing off and not for to be heard. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and aid us and make us of those who learn His beautiful names and lofty attributes. Learn His names and to call upon His names. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ بِهَا. Not like the Zakir Naik who says, from Allah's name you can call upon it, or from the names you can call upon, he says, from the names you can call upon, is Brahma. You can call upon God by Brahma. And you call upon Allah by Brahma. I asked one of the Indian brothers, what does Brahma look like? Because these Hindu deities that they set up, they all have different shapes and sizes and animal features and so on. One of them said to me, one Indian brother, he said, the Brahma is supposed to have three heads and four arms. Audhubillah, this will scare a child. And it will scare us. Three heads and four arms. What's this? Awalillahi al-asma'ul husna fad'uhu biha. Allah's beautiful names. So when these people speak about aqidah, speak about Allah's deen without knowledge, and they say you can call upon Allah with Brahma, A'udhubillah. Krishna, Brahma, all of these, no. Allah's beautiful names. We don't need to add to that which Allah has already added. Allah's beautiful name. 99 names. Hadith Sahih Muslim. Lillahi tis'a wa tis'una isman. Man ahsaha dakhala al-jannah. Whoever guards it, practices what entails, memorizes it, will enter paradise. That's in Sahih Muslim. And knowing those names, the ulama, they did ijtihad as to what those names are. From them is Sheikh Zayd. From them, Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, rahmahullah. From them, Sheikh Abbad also in his Qirwaniyya. Sheikh Al-Uthaymeen, rahmahullah, in his Qawaid Al-Muthla. He mentioned those names. And Sheikh Zayd in this lines of poetry, he mentioned those names. And they made ijtihad, deriving those names from the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. 99 names. Call upon Allah by these names. Each one, that which is for the particular thing you are asking. When Allah's mercy, you call upon Ar-Rahman. Na'am. So we ask Allah to protect us and aid us and forgive us. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Is Abu Iyad موجود? We just go for the questions then.
No, sorry,
الله يبارك فيك. What is the advice do you give? What advice do you have for a brother who is Salafi but has the doubt that bid'ah makes you a kafir? Has a doubt that bid'ah makes you a kafir. There's two types of bid'ah. There's bid'ah mukaffira. Sheikh Muhammad al-Banna rahimahullah mentioned that bid'ah mukaffira is a bid'ah that takes you out of Islam. And the other type of bid'ah, which doesn't take you, it's ghair mukaffira, it's not an aspect of disbelief. It doesn't take you out of Islam. And then he mentioned example, like the bid'ah beads. The bid'ah beads, this is bid'ah. But it doesn't take you out of Islam. But if someone were to go to the grave and call upon the dead, besides Allah, this is bid'ah mukaffira. And this takes you out of Islam. So there's two types of bid'ah. So, it has doubt that bid'ah makes you a kafir. No, not all bid'ah makes you a kafir. There's a bid'ah which takes you out of Islam. But even then, you have to establish the proof upon them. You can't just go around calling Muslims a kuffar. Muhammad Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah, look at his mercy he had. In his Risalah to Ahl al-Qasim, at the end of it, he said, even if I see somebody doing sujood towards a grave, I will not call him a kafir until I establish the proof upon them. Someone doing sujood to a grave. He said, I will not be hasty in calling him a disbeliever until I establish the proof upon them. And Shaykh Al-Uthaymeen rahmahullah in Qawaid Al-Muthla said, you have to see if he has ilm or he has and he has qasd. He has to know what he is doing. And secondly, he has to intend that kufr. Not like the takfiris. Action of kufr, it makes you kafir to them. Not even looking at what the action is. Some actions are in and opposing themselves. In an opposing iman. Move forward, Ikhwan. There's brothers outside. Move forward. There's some kufr that takes you out of Islam. That opposing iman. Like cursing Allah and cursing the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But anyway, this affair of kufr amali needs detail. لا بد من إقامة الحجة. In those affairs that are not opposing iman. In those affairs that are not opposing iman. لا بد من إقامة الحجة. And who said this? The scholars of Ahl al-Sunnah. Imam Ahmad رحمه الله practiced it. He lived through four rulers. Three of them said the Quran is created. A statement of kufr. But he never went out against them with his tongue. Neither did he call them kuffar. Even though the statement they said is kufr. So all takfiris, this Abu Halima and these others, what you have for this? What are you going to say? Imam Ahmad rahimahullah lived through four rulers. Three of them, they said the Quran is created. And he never called them kuffar because he didn't establish the proof upon them. It's clear. Ibn Qudama mentions ijma' upon this, that you don't call a Muslim a kafir until there is iqamat al-hujjah. Ibn Abdul Barr said the same. You can't call a Muslim a kafir until you establish the hujjah. Ijma'. Ibn al-Qayyim mentioned the same. Ibn Taymiyyah mentioned the same. Right until the scholars of today, they mentioned the same. Al-Albani rahimullah, Sheikh bin Baz rahimullah, Sheikh al-Taymiyyah rahimullah, to Sheikh Salih Fuzan, to Sheikh Rabi', all of the scholars mentioned the same. There is ijma', past and present. Walillahi alhamd. Is everlasting an okay translation of al-hay? Everlasting. Perfect living, I think, is better. Allahu a'lam. Does Allah only have 99 names? There's a hadith, the hadith that you say if you've fallen into debt, and other names of Allah that you have kept with yourself. So the fact that he told us there's 99 names, there's another narration which says there are and other names that you have kept with yourself, meaning that is we don't know. Allahu a'lam, what those other names are. But that is what he has, ahsahu li nafsihi, or he kept it with himself. So the answer is, there are others that we don't know. There's only 99 that he has told us about. In the book of Allah and in the sunnah of the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can you defeat racism and nationalism that are deep rooted from childhood? You defeat with knowledge. With knowledge. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Those who are most honorable in the sight of Allah are the pious ones. The taqwa. They're the most honorable in the sight of Allah. Not that he's black, he's white, he's Asian or African or American. Yeah, inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. And there are other narrations which are stern against and strong against nationalism. Those who have nationalism with them. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah mentioned that this is what hizbiyya, partisanship is to make a person or a party, and that you enjoy, that you have wala and bara' for them, love and hate for their sake. No, our wala and bara' should be for Allah's sake. Man ahabba fi Allah wa abghada fi Allah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. That is our love and hate should be for Allah's sake, not for the people. Ja? خلاص نتم خليه يأتي مباشرة خليه يأتي إن شاء الله. Subhanak wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. And we leave the rest of the questions for our brother Abu Iyad. Give them here.
Thank you.